Komoiawa Tamanui France and Tene, this is your Wātea English News. Māori aquaculture pioneer Harry Mikaire says the fast track approvals bill will boost the Māori aquaculture industry. The bill is a part of the Coalition's overhaul of the Resource Management Act, in which it says will cut red tape and give priority for regionally and nationally significant infrastructure and develop projects. Mr. Mikaire from Parehauraki says while iwi have aquaculture space allocated, the current system for starting a fish or shellfish farm is slow, insufficient and expensive.
I think we need some very good people around that, alongside the ministers, in terms of advising them as to what the industrialisation of this country needs to get to the point where it's not taking us 10 years to get down the track to a consent process.
Harry Mikaire says national, local and regional bodies need to move together to ensure the aquaculture potential of Parehauraki can be realised. And Māori and Pacifica communities are being urged to get their submissions in on Auckland Council's 10-year-long term plan before Thursday's deadline. Chief Executive Phil Wilson says traffic, housing and infrastructure are always key issues for long-term plans, but last year's weather extremes means there's an increased focus on resilience. Māori and Pacifica engagement has traditionally been low, but he says the Council has met with Mana Whenua to discuss their top priorities.
Local economic development and the creation of jobs for rangatahi, and very much from a mana whenua perspective, as you might imagine, the care for our environment and what's happening in terms of stewardship of water quality and such like, always a key theme.
Phil Wilson says submissions help determine how the council sets its priorities. And lastly, a veteran Māori producer says this year's Māori Land Film Festival shows Indigenous cinema is getting stronger. The festival at Ōtaki over the past 5 days included 168 films from more than 130 Indigenous nations. Hineani Melbourne, a former chair of the Māori Screen Guild, Ngā Hofakariche, says despite the challenge being faced by the industry on multiple fronts, the festival generated a real buzz for the Māori screen industry.
It's just quite an exciting area because, you know, the whole industry is a bit in turmoil, but I guess creativity, when it's coming out, it comes out. It doesn't matter what's happening in terms of the economies of the world or the media.
Festival highlights included last year's 1981 Springbok Tour drama Uproar, Aboriginal feature The New Boy, and Tongan internet sensation Inky Pinky Ponky. And that's your Wātea English News.